This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Government forces in Afghanistan battled a major assault Saturday by Taliban insurgents on Lashkar Gah, the capital of southern Helmand province, as officials said clashes were ongoing inside parts of the city. Both sides reportedly suffered heavy casualties. The fierce fighting forced civilians to flee for safety amid allegations that Afghan Air Force planes had bombed and destroyed a city hospital. The provincial governor, Mohammed Ali Alizai, told reporters the arrival of reinforcements and airstrikes against insurgent positions had helped contain Taliban advances. However, security officials confirmed to VOA that clashes were continuing in parts of the provincial capital. Heavy fighting was also reported in the adjoining city of Kandahar, the capital of the province of the same name, and outside the capital city of the western Herat province, next to the country's border with Iran. Security conditions have deteriorated across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country after 20 years. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited southern Turkey's Mediterranean coast Saturday after two forest workers were killed in raging wildfires. Fires have been spreading across the country since Wednesday, burning down forests, encroaching on villages and tourist destinations, and forcing people to evacuate. New fires erupted in southern Hatay province, where flames jumped to populated areas but appear to have been brought under control. The death toll rose to 6 people when 2 forest workers were killed on Saturday, according to the country's health minister. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. More than 400,000 AstraZeneca vaccine doses from Britain arrived in Kenya on Saturday, the first of 2 consignments destined for Kenya as a bilateral donation from the United Kingdom. More will arrive through the international COVAX system. Josephine Gould, Britain's deputy high commissioner in the country, said it was essential for everyone to get vaccinated if they are able to.
It's really important that people get themselves vaccinated. We've seen in the UK, we were really hard hit by COVID, and we've really seen a big benefit from vaccines.
Gould said the delivery was part of Britain's pledge to donate 100 million vaccine doses worldwide, 30 million of them by the end of this year. China's health authority has stepped up measures to track travelers connected to the latest coronavirus outbreak in the country being driven by the Delta variant. The outbreak was traced to the airport in Nanjing City. The National Health Commission said Saturday that 262 cases in 14 provinces had been found linked to the latest cluster. Cities with the new cases have been carrying out mass testing, have locked down public areas, and have placed tens of thousands of people under quarantine. China has also aggressively pursued vaccinations, with Chinese officials saying 1.63 billion doses were administered as of Saturday. A nationwide eviction moratorium is set to expire at midnight after President Joe Biden and Congress failed to extend it. AP's Julie Walker has details.
It was a long-shot effort to prevent the more than 3.6 million Americans at risk of eviction from being forced from their homes. Biden announced Thursday that he would allow the moratorium to expire tonight. He was wary of challenging a Supreme Court ruling, signaling this would be the last deadline. Instead, calling on Congress to act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi raced to respond, but could not quickly muster the votes. The Senate could try again today to extend the ban. Meanwhile, nearly $47 billion in federal housing aid to the states during the pandemic has been slow to make it into the hands of renters and landlords owed payments. I'm Julie Walker.
The SOS Méditerranée humanitarian organization rescued almost 200 migrants off the Libyan coast on Saturday. The 196 migrants, who mostly came from Syria, Eritrea, Nigeria, Cameroon, and Ghana, were picked up in 4 different operations. The migrants are now all aboard the Ocean Viking, waiting to find out where they'll be able to disembark. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.